I guess when most players are looking to wind down, you're just getting started, aren't you, given what's coming up this summer?
Yeah, you know, with the World Cup coming up and the chances to be in that core group of players, you know, my season doesn't end in next Saturday. You know, actually, hopefully, it'll continue up until July. So, yeah, maybe some players are thinking about relaxing, taking the foot off the gas, but you know, I'm putting it in sixth gear now, and hopefully, you know, working towards something past the season.
What conversations have you had to this point with the national coach with regards to the World Cup?
I don't think I need much conversation. As I said, you know, I know what's on the line. You know, at the end of the day, it's his decision, and I can only control, you know, the games that I play here, and afterwards, you know, I'll be available for selection with the national team. So I've been just trying to end on a good note, just trying to play every game 90 minutes, healthy, stay fit, and, you know, give my 100% in every game regardless of whether the result, and hopefully everything will work itself out from there.
Are you confident you'll be in?
I'm confident I'm putting in the effort to be in. You know, I think I've, with the game since I've been in on this team, I think I'm one of the players with the most minutes that I've played. And, you know, I've been able to stay healthy and fit, which were in some people's mind a doubt coming into the season, my fitness and my health. But I think I've proven everybody that I'm fine and I can play week in and week out, 90 minutes. And continue through a full season. So hopefully my performances have been good enough to deem to be called in, and after that, you know, the final push continues.
How much have they watched you? Are they sending people to the games? How are they following your progress?
Your guess is as good as mine. Right. I mean, they have a lot of players spread out around the world. You know, we have players that play in Germany, players that play in England, players in America, players in Mexico, players in Austria, you know, yeah, we have players everywhere. So I'm sure, you know, if they're sending people, it's without my knowledge, and probably, you know, they do that a lot of times, maybe, or maybe they're getting video and watching live stream, or, you know, but I'm sure that they're keeping tabs on everybody. Leading up to the World Cup, you wanna do your homework as a coach and as a trainer, and find the players that are in good form and that are playing well and contributing to their team success. And I can only assume that's what they're doing with everybody.
What's the deadline for the squad to be named? Do you know?
For the final squad? Mm. I heard sometime in June, early June, they're going to name the final squad. But prior to that, there's going to be a 30 or so man training camp prior to that final selection. So that camp starts in May after the season. So I'd guess that sometime in the weeks to come that 30-man roster is going to be named.
So there literally is no chance of a break, is there, for you to get away and relax for a bit?
I don't think I've had a break since I've been with the national team, and that's since 2002, 2003. Every, you know, I think with European seasons, aside from European championships, the European players have the summer off, but with the American and CONCACAF, we play either the Gold Cup, or we have qualifying games, or, you know, at one point it's Confederations Cup, or we had Copa America. So there's always something, some kind of competition, some kind of games in the summertime.
So how grateful are you to Sheffield Wednesday then for giving you an opportunity here? Because obviously you went to Queen's Park Rangers and you didn't play there, right? But Wednesday came along at presumably a good time for you.
Right. No, I definitely said that, you know, I owe a lot to the club and to Stuart Gray for putting his trust in me and, you know, giving me the opportunity that other people probably hadn't in right beforehand, and in sort of resurrecting me and putting me in a good light and allowing the world to know that, you know, I'm still capable of playing and performing and helping out my team and then pushing forward towards the summer. So I definitely have a lot of respect, and I owe a lot of gratitude towards the club.
Now the big question: will you be back here next season?
I think that's a big question for a lot of players, not just for me. But you know, it's impossible to say right now. Aside until the end of the season, and you know, it's a great club, great supporters, good group of players, and which of the players are going to remain, you know, I have no idea. I've asked a few and nobody really knows, you know, that's like the question mark that hangs over everybody's head. So I think you just have to see how things pan out and, you know, take it from there. I've never canceled it out, but I never confirmed to stay in as well, you know, so, you know, there's many, many bridges that are open to cross and, you know, I haven't burned down any of them yet.
Have you spoken to anybody here, though, inside the club? About your future yet?
No, I haven't, and you know, rightfully so. I don't think it's the time for me to do so. That's not my focus at the moment. My focus was, you know, coming here, performing to the end of the season, and we're closing in on that right now with the last two games. And then afterwards, you know, if contract talks come up, then I can focus on that. But I don't want to do so beforehand and get ahead of myself. I'm one of those players that likes to concentrate on one goal at a time. You know, I think if you have too many things on your plate, you kind of can't give 100% to either of them. Yeah. You know, you're kind of split between the two. And after these next two games, if they want to have talks, you know, I'm definitely open to do that. You know, I have no agenda to say no or to say yes, but I wanted to focus on the season, and once the season finishes, then, you know, see what I have in front of me, see what cards I have, and see what the right direction is to take.
And those cards, as you put it, you might have more of those depending on what happens in Brazil.
No, I don't.
But you, being realistic, though, if I was to put myself in your shoes, I'd be thinking that. Are you thinking that?
Not at all. I mean, you know, if I go to Brazil, it'll be my third World Cup. And now, definitely, as a veteran, you realize the structure and how it works. And a lot of younger players, they like to use the World Cup as a platform, as a springboard, and be like, oh, you know, if I play well in the World Cup, then the whole world's open to me. But, you know, the reality of the situation is it's not as easy as that. You know, it's a collective effort in a tournament format. So you might play good, but that might be overshadowed by your team's poor performance. So, sure. you know, might not be seen in the same light as you would have. And you can't just put all your eggs into a basket of a tournament. You know, it has to be your form beforehand, during, and after. Mm-hmm. I mean, the World Cup may help you. It may, you know, spring you to something else. But, you know, I'm not against the fact of solidifying my future before the World Cup.
They love you here, though, don't they? The fans.
I have no idea.
Yeah, come on, you must have sensed how they feel about you and how they've reacted to how you've played.
I feel as though I've had a warm reception here, and I'm thankful for that. You know, I think just every game, I just try and give everything I can. You know, I've had a knock or two that have kept me out of three games or so, and I try to come back as soon as I can to help the team. And maybe my work ethic or my commitment on the field has gotten into good graces with the supporters, and I'm thankful for that. You know, they're good. I think I've said it before, you know, this club has a great following, you know, in England, outside of England. You know, the supporters in the stadium, you can see that they're passionate about their team, and they want to aspire for the team to push past the championship level and hopefully sometime in the near future get to the Premiership again. So, you know, I'm thankful to the fans for supporting me and backing me. You know, hopefully that I put on more good performances than poor performances for them, so they can continue to do so.
But as much as you've scored goals recently, you've shipped a lot, which is not like this team really, is it? Yeah. Why is that?
That's a good question. I think right now, this team has showed two faces in this season, in the second half of the season, rather, since I've been here. We've been capable of performing, defeating, and competing against the best teams in this division. And then on the flip side, having complete shockers against teams that we should perform better against. And, you know, you beat teams like Birmingham 4-1, you beat QPR 3-0, and then you go to Yeovil and you get dominated. You go to Doncaster, you lose a game. You know, you're up 2-0 against Charlton and you lose 2-3. And, you know, I mean, these are results that should never happen, and I blame it on a lack of focus. lack of commitment from the players on the field, you know, collectively. You know, I think we have nobody to blame but the 11 players that are on the field. You know, we have a responsibility as professionals to maintain a certain level of a certain standard. You know, when I think once you reach those standards with our performances against big teams, you have to actually stay there. And that's what makes a team great. That's what makes a team a good team and not a mid-level team or not a bottom-level team. You know, good teams perform well against good competition and against poor competition. I think for the future and for seasons to come, the club and the squad need to work on maintaining a certain level of consistency in order to fight for promotion.
Refreshing to hear a player speak so honestly about the failings recently. So what do you look to get out of the last two games now? What does this team want to achieve in what's left?
Well, me, the last three games I wanted to get 9 points. So obviously that's not happening right now mathematically. So I enter every game trying to win regardless of the opponent. I love being underdogs and coming out and shocking people and opening eyes. So, you know, this Saturday is going to be our last home game of the season. And, you know, I would love to end that here on a good note with 3 points against Bolton, who've also been in good form as of recently. And after that, we play Ipswich, who, you know, they're fighting right now to get into the playoff spot. So I think it's two tough games coming up, but I think it's definitely two games that we can get good results out of and hopefully get 6 points out of the last two games.